弟兄姐妹早上好。
Can you hear me well?
你们能听得清吗？
I think、we changed the way we have this meeting. Now it's on the browser, so it gives me a hard time to join the meeting.
哦、我们这个聚会的方式稍微有些改变，好像是在那个、那个网络上面来的，所以我有些技术上的难处。
So we hope that、by God's grace, everything will go smoothly.
啊、但愿靠着主的恩典，好、我们都可以顺利。
But thank the Lord. Let's turn to 1 Peter.
我们先打开彼得前书
Chapter 4 Verse 7、
第四章第七
And I read The end of all things is near Therefore be of sound judgment And sober spiritfor the purpose of prayer.
第七节，万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
Again, let's read it again. The end of all things is near, therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer.
再来读一遍，第七节，万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
And let's turn to Colossians chapter 4.
我们再翻到哥罗西书的第四章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it.With an attitude of thanksgiving.
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。
Let's read again. Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving.
再来读一遍。你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。
So let's have a word of prayer before we start sharing.This morning,
我们在今天分享信息之前，再有些祷告。
Father God, we thank you so much for today, this morning.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
As you gather all your children together online, so that we can come and worship you and worship our Lord Jesus.
早晨你继续召聚我们能够在线上一同来敬拜你。
Give us a spirit of worship and truth.
给我们这个敬拜的灵和真理的灵。
And gather our hearts to worship you, to praise you, to thank you.
好叫我们的心在这里敬拜你，感谢你，称颂你。
Father, we pray for your word.
主啊，我们祷告你的话。
May you grant your children this morning the word of your grace and word of your life.
愿主你今天早晨把你自己恩典的话和敬拜的话赐给我们。
Lord Jesus Christ, and give.Speak to all of us in our heart.
借着主耶稣基督向我们每个人的心说话。
So that all your children may receive the light from the Lord Jesus again and from、his grace and we can all experience your grace and your desire for us to grow in the truth and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们做你的儿女，我们可以领受你的生命的话，恩典的话，叫我们能够在你的生命里头长大，更多的明白你的旨意和你的心意。
May all the glory, all the power, all the honor belong to you, Father, and your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿所有的权柄、能力、荣耀都归给你，主耶稣基督和我们的父。
In Jesus' holy precious name, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵圣洁的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So today we would like to share again the what is the true knowledge of will of God.
今天我们要继续来分享什么是神的真旨意，我们的真知识，对神的旨意的认识。
And this is the message of the whole book of Colossians.
这个是整本哥罗西书的这个信息。
Today we'd like to share this one aspect of it is that to know the true word of God in the prayer.
今天我们要交通其中的一个方面，就是知道神的真旨意在祷告生活这一方面。
So I've been thinking, I think like most one sister, we've been thinking about why God allowed the pandemic to come upon this world.
我和其他的弟兄姐妹一样，也常常在思想，为什么主允许现在这样子的瘟疫能够发生
？So last time I shared that to me there are several important lessons God wants us to learn that we cannot learn otherwise.
上次我有交通到。我们借着这个瘟疫我们可以学到的功课而这个功课这些功课是在其他的时候所学不到的
So like God allowed Paul to be in prison
就像主神允许保罗关在监里
So that he can receive further revelation about eternal purpose of God
所以他可以领受从神那里接受神的永远的旨意更深的能够认识
Because if he were not being locked up the way he served the Lord with 110% of whatever he had he would not be able to have a quiet time to receive the revelation from God
假如他不是被关捆锁起来的话他会用110%的力量在那里服侍主他就不能安静在神的面前
So I consider this pandemic as very very crucial in God's plan for his children
所以我想这一次的这个瘟疫实在对神的儿女来说是非常的重要
So it forces us to learn some lessons that we're not able to learn if everything goes as normal.
它实在叫我们学一些在正常的时候所不能学到的功课。
Now, last time I shared, to me, the most important thing, is the spiritual reality.
上次我们提到有一个重要的方面就是有关于属灵的实际。
Before pandemic, that on Sunday, on Friday, and on other meetings, occasions, we all go to church, the church building, a meeting place, that prepare our heart and mind if we go there for worship.
在这个瘟疫开始之前我们都是每个星期星期五或者星期日到聚会的会所在那里预备来一同聚会
So unconsciously unbeknownst to us that this like crops actually prepare our mind and heart to worship the Lord to prepare for the meetings
这个好像下意识的我们就啊、没有那样子的在那里准备在主面前的聚集。
So it helps us to prepare to worship and to move.
他是在那里帮助我们来预备。
Now guys, we're moving that from us. There's no outward reminder or props to help us to focus on worship.
现在好像主把这个预备的这一个环节把它挪走了。
So it will totally 100% rely on our own heart whether we get ready or not to attend the meeting, to worship, to learn, to honor the Lord.
现在呢是100%要依靠我们自己在那里来预备来警醒来聚会。
So I think that God really wants us to learn thatAnd judge yourself whether we have this spiritual reality in us.
让神在那里提醒，叫我们在这里检查，我们实在是不是有这个属灵的实际。
So last time we shared that when we are even alone to meet like this,
上次我们提到，当我们在这样子来聚集，这个方式来聚集，我们一个就是个人自己在这里聚集的时候。
Whether we meet online with all other brothers and sisters from our bedroom, from our living room, from wherever we are.
啊，我们在与弟兄姐妹线上聚集的时候，或许是在我们的卧室，或在我们的客厅。
We need to have the sense of.This is a time we dedicated to the Lord for worship.
我们必须有一个这样的感觉，这个时间是奉献给主的。
Wherever I am, at that place is holy ground.
无论我在哪里，这个地方就是圣的。
And we should conduct ourselves accordingly.
我们必须啊、这样子来行。照着这个圣洁的方法来行。
So, this is we have to have that reality, the spiritual reality inside of us, so that we can have outward testimony.
这样呢，在我们里面必须有这个属灵的实际，好叫我们外面有这样的见证。
I hope that we can all hear the voice of God.Like God has spoke to Moses in the burning bush.
我希望我们每个人都能像摩西一样听到耶和华在荆棘丛中向摩西所说的话。
Whenever we meet online, we can hear the boy saying, "Take off your shoes, because where you stand is the holy ground."
当我们在网上聚集的时候，我们听到。神在那里说把你的鞋脱下因为你所站的地方是圣的。
Because whether we give God honor or not is from our heart, not for people to see it.
我们若是真的在那里敬畏神是从我们的心里发出而不是说给人看的。
So that even we are meeting in the meeting place,What actually honors the Lord and our Father God is what is in our heart.
即便我们是在会所聚会的话，我们真正的啊、在这里敬拜是从心里发出的。
So that's the spiritual reality. Maybe God wants us to force us to learn whether we have the spiritual reality.Whether we have this godliness in our heart or not, examine ourselves. So the second, the lesson, I think, equally important with the first one is that whether that, did I lost the translator or, so whether,
we can hear you,
but not the sister.
Correct.
The second lesson, the equally important to the first, is the prayer life.
那么第二个, 同样重要的, 一个功课呢, 就是我们的祷告生活。
So God wants us to really focus on our prayer life.
神实在是, 盼望我们能够注重于祷告的生活。
Because we know that all outward activities or services that makes up outside activities have been forcefully stopped.
因为我们外在的所有的生活实在说来已经被强迫性的停止了下来。好，我想玉芳已经上来了。So
we cannot go outside to outreach to share the gospel, for example.
玉芳，你可以翻了吧？应该还没有吧？ 我看到上来没有？这样子算？对，我想我继续翻吧。我们好像已经外，对不起啊，外在所有的行为啊，都比如说传福音啊，这些都停了下来。And
we cannot visit our friends, our brothers, sisters as well at the home.
我们也不能够去探访弟兄和姊妹们在家里面。好，玉芳，你接着翻下面。And
so what happened is that we need to consider, so what is the lesson God wants us to learn at this time? What is God still wants us to serve? And how can we serve during this pandemic?
对，我们要思想啊，主到底要我们学什么功课？在这段时间，他要我们怎样来侍奉他？
We know that the one thing we all should do and learn and devote more is the prayer life.
我们有一件功课，我们需要更多的来学习的，更多来专注的，就是祷告。
Maybe before we didn't have enough time to pray, we just rushed to a service and conducted services, but now everyone have time. We don't have to commute. It takes 30 minutes. We don't have to do that anymore. So God wants us to really focus on prayer.
也许在以前我们没有时间，我们忙于做很多的事。现在呢，我们有更多的时间，至少我们不用花30分钟的时间通勤。那主要我们花更多的时间来祷告。
So, that's the second aspect of what God wants to learn during this time is the prayer and prayer life.
这个是主要我们学习的第二方面的功课，就是祷告。
We know that the prayer is very important for our personal growth, but more importantly, for the church to grow.
我们知道祷告对我们个人的属灵的成长很重要，但是对教会的成长也非常的重要。
It is very important to a personal life, but it's more important for testimony of the church.
对我们个人的生活很重要，但是对教会的见证是更重要的。
So on a personal level, that prayer, we all know, is like air to us, air we breathe.
对我们个人而言，这个祷告就像好像呼吸空气一样。
So we know that the prayer could be very easy.
这个祷告可以说是非常容易的。
And natural.
是很自然的。
As we are very desperate in a very emergency situation.
就像我们在一些紧急的时候我们里面很慌张很绝望的时候
suddenly we are very ill or our loved ones become sick
当我们突然生病很病得很重或者我们所亲爱的人病了的时候
and something happened to our children or parents
或者有些事情临到我们的孩子或者我们的父母
Then nobody need to teach us how to pray, what to pray.
那个时候你不需要人来教你怎么祷告，祷告什么。
We all naturally pray for help.
我们很自然的就在里面祷告，寻求帮助。
And God encourages to come to Him in this, in the daily burdens of life.
主在这里真的是鼓励我们每天把我们的各样的重担带到他的面前来祷告。
He's merciful. He is the God who carries our burden every day.
他是蛮有怜悯，他每天担当我们的重担。
So we can experience His faithfulness and His faithfulness as His mercy.
我们可以经历他的他的怜悯和他的忠实。
And this is the second part, the other side of the prayer.
还有一面有关于祷告的。
It's about prayer for the church, prayer for God's purpose.
就是为着神的家教会来祷告，为着神的旨意来祷告。
Not only that prayer is important for our spiritual life,
不单这个祷告为着我们的属灵生命
but it's more important to God for God's purpose
更重要的是向着主的旨意
if the prayer is very important to God because God is all glory
这个祷告对主来说也是非常的重要，因为神他是荣耀。
Before creation, He is already all glorious.
在创造宇宙之前，主本来就是那样的荣耀。
And no one, nothing can add to the glory of God.
没有，也没有任何的人、人、任何的事物可以在他的荣耀上再加一点什么。
But after creation,
在创造宇宙之后
，Now God wants His creature to glorify Him.
神要他的被造的族类来荣耀他。
That in His creation, He will have glory.
在他的创造里面来彰显他的荣耀。
And the human beings are the cream of His creation. The crop of His creation.
神就是人所创造的万物之灵。
So God ultimately wants.Us to give Him glory.
所以最终主要人来把荣耀归给他。
By glorifying us, by bringing us to share His glory.
把我们带到荣耀里头，把我们让我们一同来分享他的荣耀。
So in the Bible, it tells us this mystery, this secret.
在圣经里头，神告诉我们这个奥秘。
So Paul tells us that salvation actually has a goal.
保罗告诉我们，这个救恩有一个目的。
That will should be glorified in conforming to the image of His Son.
就是我们要能够磨成他儿子的这个荣耀。
So, it will bring us into glory.
这样可以把我们带到他的荣耀里面。
When we are glorified with the glory of the Lord Jesus, then God will be glorified.
当我们被他的荣耀来荣耀的时候，我们的神就得着荣耀。
That's why in the Bible, God tells us,He needs our prayer to cooperate with His purpose.
在圣经里头，神清楚地告诉我们，他需要我们来祷告，与他一同配合。
So, He would not work unless His people pray.
他甚至不工作，若是我们不祷告。
And in Isaiah,He has a very, very stunning statement that God made.
在以赛亚书里面有非常明显的这样子的话。
He said, "You can command me."
你可以吩咐我。
In regard to the glory of my son.
为着我儿子的荣耀。
Glory of his children.
为着我儿女们的荣耀。
We can command God to work to that purpose.
我们可以命令吩咐神他手中的工作。
So, it's recorded in Isaiah.
这个是记录在以赛亚书里面。
Because it's very important to God.For God's children come together pray for His purpose, His kingdom, His plan.
所以这个神的儿女一起来祷告，为着神的计划，为着他的旨意，为着他的工作是何等的重要。
So, God in His word recorded many, many prayers in that regard.
所以神的话中你看到有很多记录到他的祷告。
In Psalms, we know all these prayers are the children of God struggle to conform, to be in line with God's purpose for His kingdom.
诗篇里面我们看到所有的祷告都是他的儿女在那里在那里想要与主的旨意、主的国度能够相连接的这些的祷告。
And they struggle through their many crises.
他们经历很多很多的试炼。
And inwardly and in the outside environment.
在心里面的或者是在外面所受的环境当中
They struggle through these difficulties in order to be in line with God's purpose.
他们在那里受了很多的苦目的是要使他们能够与神的这个旨意能够相匹配相连接。
So Psalms recorded their struggle, their experience, their feeling. So it is recorded in the Psalms.
诗篇在那里看到，让我们看到这些在那里所经历的这些苦难，这些难处，他们的挣扎。
Not only that, God gave us His word full of the prayers of the saints, but also Heteaches in His word about prayer.
单单是神让我们看见他的儿女在这些祷告上的这些经历，他也教导我们借着他的话如何来祷告。
And in addition to that, that God also sent Holy Spirit to live in us to pray for us himself.
不仅如此神把圣灵赐给我们，在让圣灵住在我们里面来教我们替我们祷告。
So in that Romans chapter 8 tells us very clearly in this respect.
罗马书八章在把这个告诉我们这方面告诉的非常清楚。
In verse 26, in the same way, the Spirit also help our weakness, for we do not know how to pray or what to pray as we should. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
这个26节罗马书8章26节，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
And he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the word of God.
鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
So here, the reason why GodSend His Holy Spirit in us and pray for us is because for His will, or for His purpose.
在这里我们看见为什么圣灵真的是被差遣住在我们里面来替我们祷告，原因是因为他要照着神的旨来祷告。
Because of all, most often, baby Francis, you're like me, thatI pray for myself, and many prayer is based on my own flesh, my own desires.
很多的时候，就像我，常常我的祷告是根据我自己的需要，根据我自己的意思。
So it is hard for us naturally to pray based on the word of God.
常常我们很难是按照神的话来祷告。
And now we are shut down, shut off from all other activities, and we have to stay home.
那在这段时间呢，我们几乎停止了所有外面的这些事情，我们只能待在家里。
I don't know how much prayer you offer actually for his church and for his kingdom.
我不知道你有多少时间是为着他的国度、他的教会和为着他的旨意来祷告。
So Holy Spirit lives in us to pray for us in all circumstances according to God's will.
所以在所有的这些情形当中，圣灵在我们里面是照着神的旨意在那里替我们祈求。
And God listened to Holy Spirit's prayer.
而神呢，是听圣灵的祷告。
So sometimes when we pray and we think God fulfilled our prayer, actually it's not our own prayer, but prayer of the Holy Spirit who pray according to God's will in the any gift.Circumstances that we are in.
有的时候我们觉得神答应了我们的祷告，其实呢，神是答应了我们在我们里面的圣灵照着神的旨意替我们的祷告。
So that's because the prayer is very, very important to God.
所以我们看见这个祷告对神有多么的重要。
That he himself in the Holy Spirit to pray for his purpose and for his will.
他与圣灵一同 在那里为我们为着神的旨意神的工作来祷告。
This doesn't come easily.
这个并不是那么容易。
Because we live in the flesh, we are all self-centered.
因为我们是住在我们的肉身里面，我们常常是以我们自己为中心的。
So, Bible tells us this, we need to practice what God is in us.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们要学习来操练金钱。
That one of the important exercises we need to practice is the prayer.
在这个操练金钱的这个事情上面呢，操练祷告。
So in the 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 it says,
在提摩太前书的第四章里头说到，
We can see that over there that he mentioned that he asked Timothy to 4:7
在第七节我们看到神在那里保罗在那里要求提摩太。
He asked Timothy, like I speak to all of us, to discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness.
他提醒提摩太要在敬虔上操练自己。
So we need to discipline ourselves for the purpose of prayer.
我们要操练自己为的是来祷告。
So Peter put the prayer at the first and foremost position.
我看到彼得是把祷告放在第一和最前面。
Because he says, the end of all things is near.
我刚刚看见他说万物的结局都近了。
Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer.
所以呢，我们要警醒自守，警醒祷告。
So prayer is very interesting, Peter. Peter is very, I think, athletic, or maybe he's a fisherman. He was a fisherman. He's an outdoor person.
你知道彼得他其实是一个打鱼的渔夫，他是常常在外面活动的人。
But from his writings, we know that Peter put the prayer in the first place in his life.
在他所写的书信里面，他说到祷告，而且是把祷告放在最前。
We know that in the Acts.When there was a problem at the church.
我们看到在使徒行传里头，当我们看到教会有难处的时候。
And he said that it is not good, not right for the apostles to manage all these problems.
他们说到这个让使徒在那里来处理这些难处并不可以。
Because he says, we need to devote our effort first prayer and then preaching our word of God.
他在那里说，他说我们应当专注于祷告和传讲神的话语。
So he put the prayer first.
所以他把祷告放在最先。
So I think for us, we're not like Peter.He went through almost like hell-like experience when he denied the Lord.
我们呢不像彼得，他呢真的是经历了这样的经历。当他在那里否定主的时候，好像真的是落到地狱里那样。
We need to discipline like Timothy ourselves for the purpose of godliness.
所以我们要像提摩太那样。要操练自己。
That first of all, that we should discipline ourselves for prayer.
最重要的，首先第一要紧的就是要操练自己为了祷告。
So Paul here tells us in the Colossians chapter 4.
保罗在哥罗西书的第四章第二节说道。
That devote yourself to prayer, keeping alert in it, and with an attitude of thanksgiving.
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。
So, Paul encourages to devote ourselves to prayer.
保罗在这里鼓励我们要恒切。
That he used the word devote.
他用的这个词、是说到要奉献要恒切。
So devote in Greek is compound word.
在希腊文中这个词是一个复合词。
It made of two words.
它是由两个词来组成
的。One is preposition.Is called towards. It's a directional. It's a towards. It's a to. Towards somewhere. Towards some destination.
其中一个呢就是介词，说到向着、朝着，有一个方向的感觉。
And second word is endurance.
第二个词呢，就是说到这个耐心、恒切。
So it's.Tells us our life to have a direction, to have a destiny that is for endurance.
这告诉我们，我们的生活应该是有个目标，我们应该是在那里有预备的。
So we should be prepare ourselves for endurance.
我们需要预备来经历、这个需要忍耐的事情。
So the pros speak to me as to plan ahead.
这边说到我们需要提前有准备。
The pro means that arrange things ahead of time.
所以在事先就要把这个事情准备好。
So in regard to prayer, that the devote means we need to prepare.We need to work ourselves beforehand in order to pray.
所以这边说恒切祷告是说我们要在事先就要预备要准备来祷告。
Whether in your personal prayer or in the church prayer, which is the focus of today's message, you all need to prepare for your prayer.
不管是在个人的祷告或者是教会的祷告、教会的祷告是今天信息的重要点、我们都需要在那里预备。
I just mentioned in the early that some type of prayer don't need to prepare. Just prayer out of desperation, out of emergency.
前面刚刚提到的说有的祷告呢是不用预备的，因为有的时候是正在紧急的情形下面发生的。
Like Peter was sinking in the sea and he cried out, he didn't prepare. He cried out, Lord save me.
就像彼得他差不多要掉到水里去的时候，他就是向着主直接的就说主救我。
Many instancesIn my life, this is my favorite prayer. I often pray to the Lord. Lord, save me.
这也是我非常喜欢的祷告。有很多的时候我也经历这样子的紧急的情形，我就说主救我。
But this other type of prayer that Bible tells us, and our experience also tells us, that we need to plan ahead. We need to prepare our path.For the endurance, because that's what it takes for the prayer.
但是为着其他的这些祷告啊，我们知道这些祷告需要坚持啊，需要忍耐，我们必须在事先有预备。
So we need to do three things at least.
我们至少要做三样事情。
To prepare for the prayer.
为着预备祷告的事情。
We have to rearrange our priorities.
首先我们要重新安排一些优先的次序。
And we need to, second is that we schedule all the appointments.
其次呢，我们可能要改变一些约定、预约的事情。
And third is also start with R, that we remove all the obstacles that prevent from devoting ourselves to prayer.
第三个呢，其实也是从那个二字开头的，就是要除去那些拦着我们来祷告的事情。
Even if you have a personal prayer,For your loved one. You want to not only we pray out of desperation, but I had an experience that I have to pray more. So I need to dedicate lunch hour to prayer.
即便是我为我的所爱的人来祷告，有的时候虽然紧急的时候会，但是呢，因为知道他的情形，我会专门把这个中午的时间腾出来为了他的事情来祷告。
So for that, I also need to rearrange priorities, reschedule appointments, the lunch appointments with the colleagues. I have to, you know, tell them that, you know, I have to reschedule it. And also remove any obstacles that come along the way in order for me to use that lunch hour.To devote myself to pray for my loved ones.
为着这个中午时间能够专心的好来为我的所爱的这个来祷告，所以呢，我必须重新安排我的优先的事情也把中午若是有其他的这些预约的这些要把它除去，这样呢，我可以专心来祷告。
And for the church prayer meetings,
为了教会的祷告聚会呢
this is actually a burden from my heart for today, is that what God wants to learn in the pandemic, not only for our personal prayer life, but also more importantly is for corporate prayer, meaning that prayer for the church,And for prayer with the brother and sister at the church prayer meeting.
这个实在是我今天心中的负担，就是这个教会的祷告。我想这一次的瘟疫让我们学这个功课，就是我们与弟兄姐妹一同来为着教会，为着神的旨意，有一个团体的这个教会的祷告。
Before pandemic, maybe we are commuting to work.It's a lot of time and effort and not able to come back on time or for whatever reason. Now since God purposely removed this this is our condition.
在这个瘟疫之前我们可能需要通勤，有的时候来不及到祷告的地祷告。但是现在呢主已经把这些都挪走。
So I do believe that we really need to focus on not only our own prayer life, but at least we should pray more for the church.
所以我相信不单单是我们自己的个人生活祷告，我们更应该来学习为着教会的团体的祷告。
Because when you pray for the church,I can guarantee you, 100%, you will eventually want to pray with the brothers and sisters at the church prayer meeting.
当你开始为教会祷告的时候，团体祷告的时候，我可以100%的在这里告诉你，我确信你以后会愿意跟弟兄姐妹一同 来参加这个教会的团体祷告。
Okay, this is a spiritual law.
这是一个属灵的一个生命的律。
We remember that we have four spiritual law for sharing the gospel, right? But we need to know there's a spiritual law for prayer as well.
Yeah, 我们在那里学习这个属灵的律，如何去传福音，我们也要学习这个属灵的律，或者祷告。
Remember that in the Matthew chapter 9, at the end of chapter 9, Lord Jesus asked disciples to pray to the Father of the harvest. He sent the workers in the field to reap the harvest.
我们记得在马太福音第九章的最后，主耶稣在那里教他的门徒们说，你们要祷告庄稼的主，要派工人去收庄稼。
And immediately chapter 10, Lord Jesus recorded that he sent his disciples out to preach the gospel.
第十章一开始，我们就看见主马上就差遣他的门徒出去传福音。
That tells us, even the Bible is so, one after another, I think, because they prayed. They prayed for the owner of the harvest to send out the workers. And they are the first ones prepared for that work. So God sent them.
所以我们看到这边的次序啊，圣经里头告诉我们，他们先是祷告说要庄稼的主差遣工人，预备工人出去收庄稼。所以呢，他们是第一批被预备好了出去收庄稼。
Because prayer of his children so important to God, if we pray for the church, God will put you in.One sisters together to pray for his testimony to the church.
因为这个祷告对神是 如此的重要，所以当我们在那里开始有团体的祷告的时候，就要在弟兄姐妹当中来建立这样的见证。
Once you know this God's purpose, God's desire, and importance of prayer.For the church with the bronze church.
当我们看到主的旨意，他的心意啊，这个祷告团体祷告的重要性的时候
，We dare not to not pray at the church meeting.
我们就不敢不祷告。
Especially if you serve the Lord, that.You dare not pray with the brothers and sisters at the church prayer meeting.
特别是你在服事上有份的，你实在不敢不与其他的弟兄姐妹在教会当中一同来团体祷告。
So I'd like to share some testimony of this prayer life. Now, first of all, I'd like to share with you the Lord Jesus. His prayer life.
我想在这里再交通一些这些的见证的例子。首先我们要来看就是主耶稣他自己的祷告的生活。
Lord Jesus came to earth as Son of God, but also as Son of Man.
知道主耶稣降到地上，他成为神的儿子，他以神的儿子，也是以人子的身份。
He determinedEven though he's 100% God and 100% man, he determined during the temptation that he would not use prerogative of Son of God to make his life on earth as a human being easier.
我们看见我们的主他是一个完全的神，也是一个完全的人。当我们主耶稣在被受试探的时候，他就决定他不能以神的儿子的身份使他的在地上的生活有任何的容易一点。
You want to be everything like us.
他 他要在凡事上都像我们一样。
So Mark tells us his prayer life. Both Mark and Luke tell us his logic, his personal prayer life.
马可福音，马可和路加在他们的福音书中都有提到主耶稣的祷告生活。
Mark tells us in chapter 1, the Lord Jesus got up very early in the morning before, while it was still dark.Lord Jesus prayed in the distance away from his disciples.
马可福音第一章里面，马可写到，他说天还没有亮的时候，耶稣就起来，离开他的门徒们，到旷野的地方去祷告。
So this was habitual for Lord Jesus.
这个是我们主耶稣祷告的一个习惯。
We know that Mark also tells us that Lord Jesus actually worked very hard. He wanted to take all the advantage that he had on earth to work the word of God, work of the God.
马可也告诉我们，我们的主耶稣实在是非常殷勤的工作，非常的刻苦的在工作。他要利用他在地上的这短短的这时间来成就神的工作。
And he told us that twice Lord Jesus worked so hard, he and his disciples did not have time to eat.
有两次记录到我们的主耶稣因着工作那样的繁忙，他没有时间吃东西。
But this is the secret of Lord Jesus. He got up early while it was still dark to pray, so that he can receive grace from God Father.To carry out God's purpose in him or that given day.
所以我们看到这个是我们主耶稣的秘密，他早早的、很早的就起来，向着父祷告，从父那里得着恩典哈，我叫他这一天为着神的工作的完成。
And Luke tells us, Luke is focused on Lord Jesus as Son of Man, the perfect person.
路加福音里面记录的是我们的主耶稣，他为人子，他成为一个完全的人。
And he told us because he wanted to tell us this human side of Lord Jesus, he recorded 9 times that when Jesus prayed, which are missing from other Gospels.
路加福音记载了九个地方说到我们主耶稣祷告，因为他在这里，路加主要是记载我们主耶稣这个人的这一方面，而这些记载在其他的三本福音里都没有。
So he tell us in chapter 11 that we all know the Lord Jesus taught his disciples how to pray.
在路加福音十一章里面记载了主耶稣是如何教他的门徒们祷告。
Matthew just tell us God told his disciples how to pray.
马太福音里头我们看见主教导他的门徒们怎样祷告。
But Luke tell us that actually it is during the Lord Jesus himself praying with his disciples there. He was praying by himself.
路加福音在这边记载的是耶稣他自己祷告，而且他的门徒们也在边上。
So he says, it happened that while Jesus was praying in a certain place, after he had finished, one of the disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples.
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。
I think Lord Jesus, when he prays, he's not like any other person who prays.
我想我们主耶稣的祷告跟所有其他人的祷告是不一样的。
I think when Lord Jesus prays, because he's so close to the Father through his prayer life, that he created an atmosphere around him when he prayed.
因着我们的主耶稣与他的父，借着祷告的生活与他的父那样子的亲近，所以当他祷告的时候，他好像可以造一个这样子的一个气氛在他的周围。
Also called aura around him that attracts others who observe him prayer.
或者我们可以说是一种特殊的一种光环，可以吸引其他的人来到他的周边，他的身边。
So I think his disciples, it causes his disciples to envy him. So they want to pray like Lord Jesus.
所以呢，他的门徒们可能就很羡慕我们的主。他们也要像主那样子来祷告，所以让主教他们。
I give an example what the atmosphere, the aura that could be created by the presence of person.
我想在这里我举个例子，刚刚说的这个特别的这个气氛，特别的那个光环。
Our person's presence who is 100% focused on the thing they're doing.
就是那这个人他是全神贯注的100%的专注在他所做的事情上面。
There was many years ago when Michelle started to learn piano.
在很多年以前当伟伟开始学钢琴的时候。
Maybe she was 7 or 8. And there was a pianoaudition, so-called audition.
那个时候大概是他七八岁的时候，当时有一个就是表演，钢琴表演的时候。
And teacher asked all the students and parents come together and to play. There was one student, I think that she was in high school,And she was arranged the last person to play.
那个时候呢，老师请了这些学生啊和学生的家长一起来表演。那个时候有一个高中的一个孩子，他是被排到最后来表演。
You know that the teacher often arranged the best in the class to play the last.
知道老师一般都是在那里让。弹的最好的最好的学生是在最后来表演。
And when this student stood up and walked to the platform, we started to feel something very different in atmosphere.
当这个学生走到这个钢琴旁边的时候，我们里面突然感觉有一种特别的气氛。
It was from her presence that.She walked over there, and before even she played, there was this special atmosphere seems created.
即便在他走到台前钢琴边上的时候，还没有当他开始弹的时候，我们就已经感觉到那个气氛不同。
And when she prayed, you can hear the drop of the needle.
当他在那里弹琴的时候，我们这个地方实在是非常的安静，连针掉在地上的声音都能听见。
It seems like everybody held off their breathing.
好像每个人都屏住了呼吸在那里听。
That's the atmosphere that her presence created.
这就是好像他在的那个整个时候哈。这个他的同在把这个整个场景带到那个气氛里面。
And later, afterwards, you know, my wife and I talk about this event.
在这个事后呢，我跟我的妻子在那里谈这件事情。
So, this is she was just high school student. But she must be very, very focused on practicing and playing the piano at home, in private, when nobody sees her.
她虽然只是一个高中生，但我们可以感觉到她在家里自己啊一个人的时候，她一定是非常用功在那里啊，在那里准备，在那里训练她自己弹钢琴。
So we not talk about spiritual dimensions yet.
我们还没有讲到这个属灵的这个层面。
So let alone that when Lord Jesus prayed.And he dedicated all his life to God and concerned only about God's kingdom and his righteousness. That the presence of the Lord at that moment when he prayed. And he created this atmosphere for his disciples to envy and admire. Everyone wants to pray like Lord Jesus did.
So we can imagine our Lord Jesus Christ.因着他是这样子的奉献专注在祷告的事上尤其是以父的国和神的义为中心他这样的祷告一定是能够产生这种特别的这个气氛使得他的门徒愿意像他那样来祷告
And LordActually revealed his secret to us. Can you believe that? He revealed that his secret to us. How he prayed.
所以呢，主就在这个时候呢，把他祷告的这个秘密告诉了他的，告诉了我们。你能想象他把他的秘密告诉我们吗？
He told us that his concern, foremost, first and foremost.All about God, His honor, His glory, His kingdom, His will.
我们在这里看到我们主心中所有想象、想念的就是父父的旨意、父的国度、父的名和父的工作。
That's why He asked His disciples, Seek ye first kingdom of God and His righteousness.And all these things we pray for our personal needs, God will provide it for us without us asking.
所以呢，他在那里教导他的门徒说，先求神的国和神的义，这些东西都要加给你，即便你不求。
And Lord Jesus, another example, when Lord Jesus, teaches how to pray.
还有一个这边祷告主耶稣教导祷告的例子。
It's in the, we call it in the Luke 18.
是我们看见在路加福音十八章里面。
This is the Lord tells him as prophet.
好像祷告耶稣在这里就是用一个比喻来教导。
So he says that now he was telling them a parable to show them that at all times they ought to pray and not to lose heart.
耶稣设了一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
We know that because of time, we don't want to read the whole story.
因为时间我们来不及把这一段都读了。
The parable is about a widow come to a unrighteous judge to ask him to administer justice for her.
这个比喻说到有一个寡妇来到一个不义的官面前要他伸冤。
And she won't give up. She just kept to him all the time.
她就是不灰心也不停止一直来到这个不义的官的面前来求
Now when just give this parable of course we can apply for our personal prayer but more importantly it is about the corporate prayer. It's about church prayer.
所以主给这个比喻教导我们，不单单我们可以用在我们个人的祷告生活上，其实更重要的是用在我们教会的团体的祷告上。
Because in verse 7 says, Now will not God bring about justice for his elect, who cry to him day and night, and will he delay long over them?
在第七节里头说到，神的显明昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们冷了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？
His elect, talking about the church, talking about his kingdom.
这个神的选民说到他的教会，他的国度。
So, and then in verse 8, Lord Jesus prophesied about our condition, church condition.
在第八节，耶稣在这里预言了教会的这个光景。
I tell you that he will bring about justice for them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes,Will he find faith on the earth?
我告诉你们，要快快地给他们伸冤了。然而人子来的时候，必得见世上有信德的吗？
So this faith actually about faith in prayer.
这里讲到这个信德，是说的这个祷告上的信心。
Because we have to judge everything from the context.Out of context is pretext.
对，我们看读经的时候，我们特别要注意前上下文，我们不能把它们拿出来断章取义。
Over and over again, that when we have a Bible study, that I noticed that one sister don't pay attention to the context.
很多次我们在读经的时候感觉到我们的弟兄姐妹读经的时候常常犯这样的错误，不注意这个圣经的上下文。
So, on Friday night, we don't use cross-reference at all. That's to pay attention to the context.
所以礼拜五查经的时候我们不喜欢用这个串珠，我们需要专门注意这个圣经的前后文。
So, Lord Jesus tells us in current day, right now, that brothers and sisters do not have faith to pray in the church prayer meeting.
主耶稣在这里说到现在这个时候，这个世代，神的儿女没有这个信心来祷告。
Of course, we will pray.For personal need, emergency situation, whatever we desire, we pray to the Lord. But we will not pray as body of Christ, as a church together.
我们当然会为着我们的需要，为着一些紧急的一些事情，但是呢，我们却没有在身体里面那样子的团体。
This is just so vital, important to God for His, what He about to do. So He actually lock us down, basically. Right? So He will make us imprisoned at our home, not the prison. So please, we need to praise the Lord for that, right? Not the prison. If you feel downtrodden because of your home, hey, don't. Please don't. Right?Think about you're not in the prison, not in the dungeon. That's comfortable for your home with the air conditioning or the electrical fans that God wants to pray for the church and at the church prayer meeting.
所以呢，主就把我们好像把我们关在家里，但是其实这个其实不是一个捆锁。因为我们在自己家里头很舒服，有空调，有电扇，但是呢，神要我们一起来在这个教会的团体里面来向他祷告。
And another example we can see is in Acts 16.
还有一个例子是在使徒行传的十六节。
And it talk about the church at the Philippi.
讲到在腓立比的这个教会。
How it was established.
这个教会是如何建立的呢？
It started from a group of sisters praying on the Sabbath outside of the city at the riverside.
我们看见有一群的姐妹，她们是在这个会堂以外，在一个河边，她们在安息日有一起的祷告。
So look at Paul. They expected to see a group of people pray. But they find out in that prayer meetings, all sisters attended.
当保罗看见那边有一个祷告的地方，等他到那儿坐下的时候呢，看见那边都是一些妇女们。
So he didn't expect all the sisters there, not of brothers there.But the point is that the Philippian church became so vital and so pleading with Paul in the later years, yeah, because they started this church with on the foundation of a prayer, church prayer.
这个保罗可能在那里希望也能找到弟兄，但是呢，这个不是我要讲的点。最主要的是看见这边腓立比教会他们的光景是如此的好，是因为从他们这个祷告开始的。
And I know that the personal experience that I've been praying at the church prayer meeting for close 40 years.
我个人的经历呢，是我参加这个教会的祷告聚会呢，将近40年了。
Basically, you really need to like the process. When you come to prayer meeting, you don't expect, you know, within a spiritual high, things like that. It's actually for endurance. Prepare yourself for endurance.
就像保罗在这里说到的，需要忍耐。你们来到，当我们来到这个教会的祷告聚会的时候呢，你可能不能经历这个属灵上的那种高峰。
But you just pray faithfully every week together. So some brothers, in order to come to prayer meeting, they have to arrange all the things around so that they can come to prayer meeting faithfully every week.Some come directly from work. Some go home and directly come to the church meeting.
所以呢，我们只是衷心的，每个星期都坚持的来祷告。有的弟兄他们为了要祷告，他们就要安排所有的事情。有的是直接从工作完了以后来到祷告，有的是从家里来。
And some people.They're so tired, they come to the church meeting. They take a nap at their car in order to join the church meeting.
有的弟兄因着工作的劳累非常的累，所以他们在祷告之前先在车子里面打个盹。
So we can see that For this 40 years, I see them every week.
我可以说这40年每个礼拜我都能看到他们。
The last testimony that I'd like to have is I had a dream. I've been having a dream to come up with some book describing the history of Israel.
最后一个我想讲的例子呢，就是我自己有一个梦想，就是想到哪一天我可以写一本书，专门来记载我们伊斯林聚会40年来的这个祷告的事情。
Because we are extremely weak, our weakness is predominant trait. If everybody else can see us, because we've been criticized, very often.
因为我们实在是非常软弱的一群，我们的这些软弱的地方是人都能看得见，非常显明。很多人都在那批评我们。
That this is my prayer, right? We're about Israel Christian Assembly, this local assembly. It's about you'll be 40 years, maybe in a 3 or 4 years.
因为我们 ICA 的聚会哈，再过3-4年我们就满40年了。
It's not, we shouldn't take for granted that local assembly will be always there.
我们实在不能在那里想象这个是理所当然，我们的聚会会一直持续下去。
Many churches close their doors.
很多教会聚会都已经关门了。
When they lose their testimony that God allows that to happen.
当他们失去了该有的神的见证的时候，神允许这样的事情发生。
Well, willing that if I could write that testimony of God's grace in our midst, you know what good thing comes to my mind?
主若愿意，主允许我把这个见证啊，就是见证主的他的恩典在我们中间写出来的话，知道我先写的是什么吗？
First thing I will mention is weekly prayer meeting.
第一个我要写的就是我们每一周的这个祷告聚会。
I see first hand, even from sister have a very good reason that they're not be able to meet for prayer meeting. That those who stick together through all the crisis, that are the ones who are faithfully at church prayer meeting.
我可以说是我自己的亲身经历，那些就是经过了所有的这些的难处变化，我们仍然能够在一起聚会的，就是这些弟兄姐妹每一周我们在一起祷告的。
God give us a special grace if we make effort for the prayer meeting together.
主给我们这个特别的恩典，让我们能够排除所有的难处仍然在一起有祷告。
And I have many occasions that God speaks in my heart at the church prayer meeting.
有很多次主向我的心说话，在这个祷告聚会上面。
So I think our time is up. I'm sorry. I check you.End at 11:15. That was my goal, but so we have to close it, and I hope that the Lord will encourage us to reflect enough in that what is important lessons that God wants us to learn at this pandemic. If we don't learn at this time,There will be severe tests will come along the way for God to prepare His people for the second coming of the Lord Jesus. So let's have a word of prayer.
我这个本来想11:15就结束的，现在时间已经过了。但是我想主在利用这个瘟疫这个事情。让我们学习很重要的功课要是我们在这个时候不学这个功课，以后会有更难的这些试炼临到我们。我们祷告。
Father God, may you have mercy and grace upon your children.
父神，愿你有怜悯和恩典赐给你的儿女们。
That at this time of pandemic,That you look for the truth, the reality in our heart.
在这个瘟疫的期间，你是在那里寻找真实的这个属灵的世界。
and help us to have a strong desire to pray for the church, for your testimony on earth.
主啊，把这样子的渴慕赐给我们，让我们为着教会，为着你的旨意来祷告。
And give us grace to pray together with the other brothers and sisters.
也给我们恩典，可以让我们与其他的弟兄姐妹一同祷告。
So that your will, your purpose will be fulfilled in our midst.
所以你的旨意，你的工作能够在我们当中得以成就。
In Jesus' holy precious name, we pray.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名祷告。Amen.
Amen.